Whenever you're ready, Chairman.
And we'll go ahead and bring to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, May 9th, 2003. 2023. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis. Commissioner Brian Clark.
Present.
Commissioner Jenny Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
Okay, and the first item up is the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then first up, under public hearings, we have case numbers 22-12-ZC and 22-05-CPF for Vasily Vasily subdivision. And that's Troy.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners, members of the commission. For the record, Troy Buchanan, senior planner, Kuna Planning and Zoning Department, 751 West 4th Street here in Kuna. The applications before you this evening request a rezone from the agricultural zone to the R6 zone, which follows the future land use map. And it is also a request for a combination plat in order to subdivide a parcel that's already in the city into three new buildable lots, which could range from between 4 and 6 acres each. Public Works staff does conditionally support the Vasily subdivision and states that this project does not have access to city utilities and plans to use individual wells and septic systems until the city utilities are available. Staff has reviewed the proposed rezone and the combo plat for compliance with CUNA City Code Titles 5 and 6, Idaho State Statutes 50-13 and 6765, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. And should the Commission recommend approval of the zone change or the rezone and the combination plat, staff recommends that the applicant be subject to the recommended conditions as outlined in the staff report. The applicant's representative is here this evening, and I will be here for any questions that you might have.
Any questions for Troy at this time? No. Okay. Then we'll go ahead. Please just state your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah. Chairman, commissioners, my name is David Crawford. I'm with Centurion Engineers. I'm representing the applicant, Vasily, who is also here tonight. Troy did a pretty good job getting through a three-lot subdivision that ranged between 4 to 6 acres. The site currently has access off of Black Cat Road along a long winding driveway called Big Tree Lane. It's about a little over a quarter mile. The property is located about a quarter mile east of Black Cat. Part of our application here tonight is to rezone the property from agricultural to R6. We are aware of a more recent subdivision to the project south, which is R6, Madrone Heights, and Crimson Point west to the northeast on the other side of Indian Creek is also R6. Fossil Creek is the next one to the south, and it's R5. There's a county plat in there and some other ones, but the future land use map indicates that this property is in a medium density residential area, and R6 fits right within what's been occurring within the development of in this area of town. So we respectfully request the R6 zoning designation. The property does not have access to any current city utilities, but the properties are large enough to support individual wells and septic systems. Of course, those would all have to be approved prior to building permits being issued through Central District Health and also prior to having the plat approved, signed or recorded. So we agree with all the conditions of approval in the staff report, and I'll stand for any questions you might have.
questions at this time? Thank you. Then with that, we'll open the public testimony at 6:06. I don't see anybody signed in to testify on this application. Is there anybody here that would like to testify on this one that is not signed in? Please come.
Okay. Okay. 1230 North Black Cat. Okay. We'll go ahead and start talking.
Yes.
I'm just curious what it is exactly. I have a property right adjacent to it. And you say R6. Is that like just a residence with septic systems? Three of those? Is that what it is?
Three.
That's all it is.
Three, roughly 4 to 6 acre lots.
Okay.
With one house on each.
Okay, and it's not going to be like apartment buildings or anything like that. All right, I'm fine with that. That's all I had. I just didn't know. Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Is that it?
Okay, then I don't see anybody else signed in to testify. I'm assuming the applicant doesn't have any rebuttal to that. So. Okay. Then I'll close the public testimony at 6:08, and that brings up our discussion on this application. I'd like to go.
Well, personally, I like seeing 4 to 6 acre lots in CUNA. I really don't have any objection to it.
The only question I have is, at a zoning of R6, does this open it up to future redevelopment, or is there a minimum lot size for subdivision?
City code has minimum lot sizes for R6 zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And, as our discussion, at any time somebody could come in and want to re-subdivide, but it's a whole nother application. It's a new process.
Okay.
It's a new, you start from scratch and you go through that process. But,
I think that was my question too, so.
Okay, and
I think that also speaks to Mr. Pearson's concerns, so.
Yeah, to me that the zoning itself is consistent with areas to the north and what will be in the south, and the transition on the future land use map is across the street to low density. Mm-hmm. And that, so I don't have any, it seems pretty straightforward to me. So there's not any other questions or comments, concerns?
Nope.
Okay. Anybody want to?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of case number 22-12-ZC rezone and 22-05 CPF combination and preliminary and final plat for Vasily subdivision to include the proposed staff recommended conditions.
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, the next item up, our case number is 21-14-AN, annexation, and 21-10-S, preliminary plat for Hazelcrest subdivision. And it looks like staff has requested that this item be tabled to a date certain of May 23rd, 2003, pending Ada County Highway District staff report. Did I do that again?
You did. It's okay. It's only Tuesday. We'll forgive you.
That's second Mondays, I guess. All right, 2023. Is there anything that you, Troy, would like to add to that?
No. For the record, Troy Behinen, Senior Planner, Kingdom Planning and Zoning Staff. Staff's fairly confident that May 23rd, 2023, will suffice. The draft report from ACHD was passed around yesterday morning, and I did have a voicemail from the applicant earlier today. He said that he only had a couple of questions, so that should suffice.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we table case number 22-14-AN and case number 21-10-S for Hazleton Subdivision to a date certain of May 23rd,
2023. Hazel Fester. We're falling apart tonight.
It is. Seconded. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that has been tabled to May 23rd, 2023. Okay, one out of three, isn't it?
It's okay. 2003 was a good year.
It was.
Let's go back.
Okay, then next up under business items, we have case number 23-08, design review for Falcon Crest Townhomes in. I didn't have any dates in that one, so.
No, you're okay. So I'd like to point out that I would have been a senior in high school, so I would not be here to be your chaos coordinator if it was 2003.
At least you were born.
Oh, man. Okay. Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. For the record, Jessica Reed, Associate Planner, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. So the applicant requests design review approval for the townhomes to be constructed within the Falcon Crest subdivision, located generally at the northwest corner of South Cloverdale Road and East CUNA Road. The proposed townhomes offer a handful of basic elevations, with each providing numerous color and style options. This is a pretty basic, straightforward application. Upon review, staff found the design review request to be compliant with CUNA City Code Title V, the Comprehensive Plan, and Idaho Code 6765. As such, staff recommends the commission approve case number 23-08-DR, with the applicant being subject to the conditions listed in the staff report. Our applicant is present and has a visual presentation to share with you. Thank you for your time, and I will answer any questions you have.
Are there any questions for Jessica? Nope. Okay. Then we'll have the applicant please come forward. And
your presentation is pulled up in the next tab on there, Wendy, and that mouse will drive for you.
Okay, so I don't have to go over and physically touch the board anymore?
Nope.
Wow.
I mean, you could, but we couldn't hear you on the mic.
All right, let me see. And it makes so much more sense with the lectern being on this side.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see.
At the very top of the page, okay. Of the second tab, it says applicant presentation up.
Okay.
That one. There you go.
Okay, there we go. Good evening, everyone. Wendy Shreve with JUB Engineers. I'm a planner with JUB. My business address is 2760 West Excursion Lane, Meridian, Idaho. And I'm here this evening on behalf of Shea Homes is the home builder in this portion of Falcon Crest subdivision. And the application that I'm here for this evening, let me see if I can get this to work now. So it'll scroll down, Jessica.
Yay.
Oh, too fast. Aggressive. Okay. Okay, so you're gonna have to imagine that the north is not at the top. That north is actually over here. Where it looks like it's the west. So this is Falcon Crest Subdivision. The application I'm here for this evening When we sat down with planning staff to talk about how to approach the designer review approval for these, we came across, we would look at this as a preliminary plat, and with each new preliminary plat at Falcon Crest, we'll come in and apply for design review if we have an intention of proposing duplexes. And just to kind of talk about the language, M3 calls these duplexes, city staff calls them townhomes, and Shea calls them resort homes, but it's all the same thing. Just so we're straight, and what this means kind of in plain language, this is an attached single-family home where the property owner owns the ground underneath the unit. So these are intended to be owner-occupied, and they will, it's not a condo. It really, I think, meets the definition of townhome where the ground is owned by two property owners, and they own each side of each unit. So I'll kind of walk you through what these look like. There are, what we're asking for approval for, there are three different models, 702, 703, and 704. They also have cute names, but those are the basic names. And there are different permutations where they can be put together. You can have a 702 with another 702, 702 with a 703. And then there are different building materials that the home buyers can apply for when they're working with Shannon having their home built. So these are some of the different variations. This is a 703 and a 704. Yes. Well, let me get to the prettier pictures that are here at the end so you can get a chance to look at these. But we are applying for phases 1 through 6, again, at Falcon Crest subdivision. And these phases are all being built out. The homes are being built out by Shea Homes. So let me get to where we've got some of our prettier photos. You probably also have them in your packet to show what some of the...
I could open it another way, Wendy.
Okay. If you just want to go to, like, to where we have the photos at the end so everyone has an idea. So what we're applying for is all of the potential combinations and potential building materials that we presented as part of our design palette, as part of the application. And then when we get to Falcon South, if Shea wants to propose duplexes in that area, they would come through and do design review again. And all of these are going to be located in areas where there's a mix of townhome duplexes and single family in each phase. Some of these have actually already been constructed prior to us being notified needed to go through design review. A couple of models are out. They look really, really nice if anyone wants to go by and take a look at them. And I have Alex Baird from Shea Homes is here if anyone has any questions about materials or design.
I apologize. Bear with me as I fight with our computer here.
And so let me see what slide number the photos are at.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so these are kind of some nicer visuals of...
There you go.
So this is 7002, the Murrow's plan. And you can kind of see the elevation here and then what the interiors look like. So these are all upscale homes, upscale interiors, in active adult communities. Duplexes, townhomes are really popular. Typically, you have a smaller lot, and for someone where it's a second home and they want to be able to lock the home up and leave while they're visiting kids or they're in their second home, this is a really, really popular choice for that type of community. So you can see these are all upscale homes, really nice finishes. But what you're primarily concerned with is not the kitchens, but what the outsides look like. So this is the 7004, the Valletta plan. And now we have our resident architect, Mr. Main, here this evening. How's your water delivery? Good? Okay, if you have any questions, let me know. Okay, so those are the photos of the three models that we're proposing, the 702, the 703, and then the 704. And these can all be mirrored. There's a couple different ways these can all be constructed. So we don't know at this point which different models will be constructed in the phases. This approval request is for those three different model types and the building materials associated. So I am here for any questions.
Any questions for the applicant?
No.
So you said that there's going to be a mix of the duplex and the single family. I'm assuming the single family are going to be still the same models, the 02, the 03, and the 04, just in split, standalone form, or
nope.
Is it a different?
Nope. And we've got Alex going to talk about that. Those are actually different models.
Okay.
The single families are different models.
Okay.
And I think they have more than three different choices for the single family.
And is that already covered on the existing approval, or
the zoning and everything has been taken care of in the PUD and the development agreement that's been in place and approved?
So this is
a long
just
time ago. This is just design.
This is sitting on top because of the duplex situation. Got it.
Yep. Correct.
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, and just for an additional point of clarification. We don't require developers to go through a design review process for single-family homes if they're detached.
Okay. So, any other questions at this time?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If any questions, let me know. We definitely are requesting approval, especially since several have been constructed. Thank you.
Okay. And that brings up our discussion on these. I don't know. For me, that's pretty consistent with everything that's kind of been going up out there. The varied color palette and materials and that, I think, is...
Yeah, I'm good with the cool. with the color palettes and the materials. I like 702 and 703 better than 704.
But, yeah. So, it's pretty straightforward on my side anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other thoughts?
I'm sorry, I have to say it. Just, I understand that these aren't actually part of the color palette, but just please, no purple.
I know, when I first looked at it, they're not seriously doing purple, are they?
They can.
Yeah.
That's what color you paint your house when you're mad at your neighbor.
Okay. Then, are there any other concerns or...
No.
Nope. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 23-08-DR for the Falcon Crest Townhomes to include proposed staff recommended conditions.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion carried. And... I don't see anything else on our agenda tonight, but I'll just welcome Mr. Clark to the commission. And
thank you.
Join our first hearing out of the way.
Yeah.
So then if there's nothing else, I'd stand for a motion to...
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.